This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Chit.
You're listening to the True Bull Podcast with Gooney and Nemo. You want to hear it now, you want to hear it live. And that's right.
Whenever. Hey, tape recorder, listen to this.
Woo-wee. Welcome to episode 133.
Of 133, come on now.
The True Bull Virtual Cast with Gooney and Nemo, brought to you by the House of Hughes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys, I have got to stop you because this is a very exciting episode, but...
Woo.
You know, back when we started, way back when, was 17 years ago?
Yes, that was a 40 film.
It was April. It was when we started back in April.
Oh, you mean this.
We had no sponsors to our name.
Mm-mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tape recorder. We have three sponsors.
Sponsors three.
You want to name them off? Come on, get with it. What are you doing?
We're the True Bull Virtual Cast with Gooney and Nemo, brought to you by the House of Hughes, John Fest, and recorded at the Tactical Finish. Nemosa Studios in beautiful downtown scenic Loop, Texas, I tell you what.
Yeah, it do.
And also our newest sponsor, who will have our first segment with them, is Jay and T Mechanical, John and Tracy Jones. Their new segment is going to be called What's Good, What's Not, Who's Cool, Who's Hot.
Because isn't that fitting?
JT Mechanical is going to help you for all your HVAC, heating, ventilation, air conditioning needs. They're based in Floresville. We're happy to have them come on board. And oh my gosh.
I do have to interject though.
Whoa. You can't do that.
I'm going to interject right now.
You came in a little early, so it was a premature injection.
Oh.
Interjection.
Oh. Andrew Jackson? Ooh. Andrew Jackson's here too?
They are commercial HVAC.
Woo!
If you need residential, call your mama.
However, if you need a commercial, we're going to write a jingle for you. But their new segment is going to be called What's Good, What's Not, Who's Cool, Who's Hot. Should we start with that, or do we want to go in with a few more?
No, let's go into a quick commercial.
Woo!
We're going to do a commercial in 3, 2.
Yes.
Folks, I just wanted to let you guys know that last night at Slackers, we heard a story, a great story, about Mickey Mantle and Billy Martin. Billy Martin used to be one of the longtime New York Yankees coaches. He actually coached the Texas Rangers back in 1973 and 74. Mickey Mantle told a story about when he wanted to take Billy Martin hunting. So he went down to his buddy who lived down in Lakey, Texas. And
I know that place.
Exactly. Those folks at Texas Rangers had gotten Billy Martin a shotgun. He wanted to take him hunting. So he said, we'll go to my buddy's house. We're going to have to leave real early in the morning, about 3 in the morning. Because it's going to take us 4 hours to get down to Lakey, down by San Antone. And so they drove all that morning, got there in the morning. And Mickey Mantle told Billy Martin, let me go talk to my buddy and make sure everything's okay. So he said, yeah, hey, can you... knocked on his door and said, can we do some hunting? Billy Martin, you know, Rangers coach, he just got a shotgun. He wants to learn how to shoot. It's like, yeah, we can do that. But before you do that, can you do me a favor? I've got this donkey right there at the end of my barn.
Wait a minute. Is this true or bull?
It's true. That okay. donkey was part bull. So he said, that thing is about 20 years old. About 10 years ago, he got hurt. He hasn't been able to do anything for the last 10 years. But I don't have the heart to kill him. He's just really in bad shape. If you can go ahead and as you go out to the hunting ground, just, you know, shoot the donkey and just, you know, it would help me out. And, you know, Mickey Mantle said, I can't do that. That's just mean.
The Mickey Mantle.
The Mick. Okay. And he said, okay, I'll do it for you. A favor. You know, you drove all this way, you know. So he said, I'll go ahead and do it. So as he's walking back to the truck to get his gun, he says, I'm going to play a trick on Billy Martin. So he goes in there and he storms into the truck and says, give me my shotgun. That bastard, he said he wasn't going to let us hunt here. We drove 4 hours to get here and he just won't let us hunt on his grounds. I'm going to go shoot his donkey. And Billy Martin says, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. So he's fighting him for his gun. He doesn't want to give it to him. So finally, you know, Mickey Mantle gets the gun from him and he storms out, you know, pretending, you know, that he's mad. And he storms into the barn and he takes his gun, shoots that donkey right in the neck, kills it, drops dead right there. As soon as he does that, he hears blam, blam, blam. He turns around and sees Billy Martin. He says, Billy, what are you doing? He's like, hey, I got three of that son of a bitch's cows, too. He was telling that story to tell you that Billy Martin always had your back no matter what. And he had to tell him about the joke later on and apologize for, you know, getting rid of three of those guys' prize steers in the offing. But unbelievable.
This was from a gentleman you met. Yeah, at a place last night, called Slackers.
At Slackers last night. I think his name was Jess. He was a friend of one of the bartenders there, a great staff there at Slackers.
Now, if you need to know, Slackers is on the corner of 281 and Thousand Oaks. Mm-hmm. It used to be the old Sherlock's from years and years ago. Yeah. And then it turned into another ice house, Texas Ice House, something like that. And then it shut down. Nothing has happened there. And now Slacker people are just awesome. So Mr. and Mrs. Slacker, I really appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you. I mean,
really good stuff.
A name after my own heart and right. And actions.
Whoa.
so any, once again, like we were saying earlier, got this new segment called
Mickey Mantle.
What's good, what's not, who's cool, who's hot. So basically, what's good, you know, we went yesterday to a place called Pinstack Bowl and Bites.
Dude, that place, that is in Park Central,
right next to the Alamo Draft House.
Yep, North Star Mall, just
the old Central Park. Yeah, the old Central Park Mall.
Oh, my goodness.
We talked to Kimberly. We're going to try to make a Super Granny event first quarter of next year, maybe February, March. Not sure. But they freaking rolled out the red carpet for us. Day two. They just opened 2 days ago, and they freaking showed us.
Well, before we even get to that Super Granny event, y'all need to get over there. This place is amazing.
Oh, yeah,
tape recorder, look at these pictures. Look at this. I took pictures and film of the VIP. Look at this picture.
They got VIP.
Tape recorder, this is a beautiful, beautiful picture.
If you use their conference room, it's got audio video capabilities. You can have banquets there. You can have private parties. Each of the private party rooms has a their own private bowling area.
Yes.
They've got a two-story rock wall climb.
Bowling?
Bowling.
Bowling.
The old bowling action.
Oh, they got the bowling action.
Yes.
There are bowling alleys everywhere. But the coolest thing, just the way Eddie Murray put it. No, not Eddie Murray. What's his name from Arthur?
Dudley Moore. Space Invaders.
They've got Space Invaders that you can sit and be the captain.
Yeah.
With joysticks and everything in hand.
Do you show them the captain's log?
Oh, my. No, let's not. Oh, my goodness. That rock climbing, bumper cars, beer, bourbon, and
Buffalo Trace.
Good time.
Yes, Buffalo Trace. They had two of them.
And they're gone.
Yes, they are gone. So make sure you go there. They have the two-story rock wall climbing. They've got two floors of laser tag. They got bumper cars. They got games. Food, a restaurant, patio,
Renee.
They've got Renee. She's doing events, event planning and stuff. Kimberly's doing a great job with sales. And that was day two. Like I said, these guys know what they're doing.
This place is beautiful, guys.
It's huge. It's huge. Well, if you think of Central Park Mall, it's taken like half of the area. The other half of the area is the Alamo Draft House. So
I'm really thinking about having the C-Shift fire station party at this place.
That would be awesome. Do you need a band?
I think we have a band, but they charge so much.
I know. We need to get some good people.
Okay.
But that was the good part. Merging traffic in San Antonio. Why do people forget how to drive when they have to change lanes?
Because they figure that everybody else is a mind reader. Your signal, people.
Exactly.
You know what? If we had to vote right now, I would vote.
Against the merger.
No, I just vote.
I'd give myself the vote. But yeah, please, if you don't know how to merge, please just don't drive. Oh gosh. So that's the good, the not. Who's cool? Oh, you know who's cool? The Kerosene Drifters.
Whoa! Wow. Oh yeah. Tape recorder. We just had an interview. This is a first.
We've got it in the can.
Yep. We have an interview. Next week, we are having an interview with the one and only KD.
KD, Kerosene Drifters.
They've got some cool stuff coming out. And if y'all haven't bought your tickets to Sam's Burger Joint for November 30th,
yep,
do it now.
Yep.
Even before the interview, because this is going to be epic.
Epic and huge. And not to give away anything on the interview, but they have got a huge show planned. It's going to be theatrical. It's going to be...
It's going to be emotional damage.
It's going to be freaking beautiful. So they're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it. They're actually going to send us a few of the songs from the new album that haven't been released yet until the 30th.
So we are going to hear them first, not you, tape recorder.
We're going to play them for you guys. You're going to be one of the first folks to hear these songs before the show on the 30th. So we're hoping that you guys listen up and enjoy it. We're going to have a great time. We'll probably be releasing it next Wednesday, I believe, we're going to do it.
In the meantime, please just go to kerosenedrifters.com and get the tickets. Ahead and get them now because, we got ours. We went ahead and got the table, too, because I am not going to stand around. I am going to sit down and enjoy my lemonade at Sam's Burger Joint.
I'm not going to stand for it either. but I tell you what, it's gonna be one heck of a show. Grab yourself a burger, grab yourself some merchandise. They're gonna have merchandise there. Grab a CD, support them. This interview is gonna be part of our new segment that we're gonna be adding probably monthly.
What's it called?
It's gonna be called Vic's True Bull Texas Music, and they are about as true a Texas music as you get.
Yes, sir.
And great guys. So we met them many years ago when they were first releasing the first album, and now it's time for the second album, and these guys are just...
That first album can be heard on
Spotify,
all of the platforms. So get it on Spotify.
Wherever
check
you
it out and get into it. Barb's Wired.
Barb's Wired.
I love that song.
Redemption.
Another one.
Gloria. There's so much good stuff out right now, but this new album, they said, is even it's more of who they are, but just another layer added to it.
So, are you saying that it's not only cool, but it's hot too?
It actually is.
You know what is not cool? The ceiling fan. I'm fixing to throw it. It is so warm in this studio. Probably because Goonie's been talking most of the morning.
Wow.
Non-stop San Antonio.
I tell you what, but if you had my voice, would you blame yourself for doing it?
I would just blame you for being here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get fired up with some jokes. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this owl walked into a bar.
It's two Jews in Jersey. Not that one. No Jersey owls.
Okay. Next joke.
We don't do bird jokes.
Okay.
So, but if I was going to go with who's hot, I would tell you, how everybody has their list of their top five celebrities that they would want to be with.
Yeah.
I I'm
the first two, right?
No, everybody's got their top five of who they want to be with. You know, girls always either want Justin Timberlake or Matthew McConaughey.
That Timberman, I'll tell you that Justin Timberman.
For me, I've got you know, everybody has their 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yes.
I've got.
I'm waiting. Go.
For me, 124 is Scarlett Johansson because she's 1, 2, and 4.
And Jake Johansson?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Only reason she's not, you know, 3 and 5 is because she's married. So Shakira's 35.
Wow. She's married to Shakira. That's awesome.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, you know what my number one is? Jake Johansson.
Wow. Wow. Wasn't he known by something else?
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. It's always been Jake Johansson.
I think his name was Pedo Phil. Anyway,
be that as it may, I can't wait to meet her.
Who? Jake Johansson?
Jake Johansson.
Wow.
Oh,
feed Jake.
Yep.
So it suffice to say that our new segment with JT Mechanical, what's good, what's not, who's cool, who's hot, is off to a rousing start.
Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate it.
Come over here so I can rouse you a little
bit. No, let's not do that.
I am rabble and roused. I didn't say aroused this time. Oh, yes. So,
okay, so much has happened this past week. Did you vote, tape recorder? I know you voted because you were with me. And I saw who you voted for. So, that's your opinion. That's what you wanted, who you wanted to vote for. I get it. I get it, tape recorder.
Yep.
But I voted the other way. So that's what's going to keep these parties separate forever. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tape recorder, now that everybody has voted, the results are kind of in, not until, you know, like March or April.
3 days later.
When they finally come in.
Yeah.
Can we all be friends again?
Apparently not.
It's not going
to
happen.
We were supposed to be friends in 2020 when that one happened. In 2016, that one was supposed to be a very, very friendly thing.
If I can be friends with a Marine,
wow,
I can be friends with anybody. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tape recorder, happy birthday to the Marine Corps.
Devil Dogs.
The halls of Montana. Ladies and gentlemen, hide your crayons.
Hide your crayons because I'm hungry. I left my helmet at home.
Okay, we have done nothing.
No, actually.
But spit on this mic. We're fixing to go home. We're done. We're done here.
We need to play some music, shouldn't we?
Oh, shoot.
Should we play some music?
Let's play a song by KD.
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for your entertainment pleasure, tape recorder, press record. This is the Kerosene Drifters with their song,
Oh Gloria.
Oh Gloria. Okay.
Oh Gloria. Caught me by surprise, and I was hypnotized by your boundless eyes. Oh Gloria, your words have been amaze that I'd get lost in for days. Left me in a haze. Oh Gloria, was our love ever true? Well, there's just something about you, but I guess I'll see this through.
Oh, my Ooh. Goodness, San Antonio. Tape Recorder, did you hear that?
I really like that song.
If Gosh. You can see the album cover, it's awesome. Yeah. KD, Kerosene Drifters. And how did they get that name?
Corey and Dana. I did not know
no,
that.
No, it can't be
and,
true.
Yeah, that's
it
what
couldn't
they,
be that simple.
They used to call themselves, you know, just KD. And then, so when it came time to coming up for a name, they were like, you know what? They explained it a lot better than I can, but they said KD and Kerosene Drifters kind of was really who they were musically and showmanship-wise. So they thought that was a perfect name, and I agree.
They are, without a doubt, some of the most down-home people you're going to meet.
Excellent folks.
They are awesome.
Excellent musicians. And, oh, and you just heard yeah. it. Great singer-songwriters.
Yep.
You don't get much better than that. That's why we were so happy to have them to be our first Vic's True Bull Texas Music featured artist.
Tape Recorder, this is going to be every month. So if you've got some musicians out there that you want us to interview, you email us at...
It's truebullvirtualcast at yahoo.com. Okay. Sorry about that. My brain was... I was fizzing out, but yeah, but that song was one of the songs that they released on the first album.
Yeah,
and they're actually going to send us a couple of the new songs from the new album that haven't been released yet. We're going to get cool. to play them for you guys Woo-hoo. Next week, next Wednesday, the 16th. So you're going to want to listen up. We're going to play the interview that we did today, and we're also going to play a couple of songs that they're going to send us. You have not heard. You're going to be the first ones to hear it
yeah.
on the True Bull Virtual
right
Cast with
Gunia
and
with
Nemo.
Us.
Heck yeah. I'm looking forward to it so badly. And even more what I'm looking forward to is that show on the 30th. Oh, man, it's going to be one heck of a show. Sam's Burger Joint. Get your tickets now because
You've
that thing
to.
Could
get
sell
your
out.
It's going to be... It's going to be ridiculous.
It's going to be freaking awesome.
So in the meantime, go to Spotify, listen to their first album,
yep.
and enjoy that because this is just going to be even richer music. It's awesome.
These guys are getting ready to blow up, literally and figuratively.
Talk about somebody who's going to blow up our God. Spurs.
Woo-wee! They actually just announced this morning that they their new city uniforms for this year are going to be coming out pretty soon. It actually is inspired by the Fiesta theme from the 1994, I believe, was the All-Star
yeah,
game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that would be yellow and purple, right?
No. That's the Lakers. Okay. Oh, gosh. My bad. It is the fast-breaking Fiesta colors from 1996 All-Star game.
It I looks can't excellent. Wait to see how Primo looks in this.
His is orange. Oh, my bad. I guess we'll have to, agree to disagree or we'll meet in the middle. Anyway, I should be stopped.
Hopefully you got that, please, because he is not going to repeat that. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to have to call it here because that is, that's all the time we got. We have to get back into Cell Block C.
Woo!
But just be careful this Friday evening, that's yeah. when, or Friday afternoon, that's when the front is supposed to blow in.
Yeah, my back has been blowing for wow. quite a while.
Well, there you have it. Frijolitos, get your jacket, San Antonio.
I had some frijoles y fritos.
Don't go crazy. Nah,
you don't know. You just leave me alone. Let me alone.
Would you, Grandma, would you tell the mayor not to close down the city because it's going again? Down to 43 degrees.
43? Oh, no. I make my frijoles with the 239 beans. Because
Why?
One more would be 240. No, thank you.
We're going to have to leave, Tape Recorder.
Yes, I'm going to have to leave, too, because I can't see through this fog.
No.
Oh, it's very foggy. But you be careful, and you just make sure that if it gets below 40, then you're going to have to put some sand on the floor and some salt and call in the dogs and eat all halle.
Tape Recorder, it's gotten to that time where we have to leave, and we still have not talked about anything.
It's all right. I'll talk about it all because you're listening to the episode 133 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Gregory, Timmy, and Bebe and all the boys and Diana and Corey with the Kerosene Drifters, and they're playing their music. Oh, Gloria!
Just say goodbye, Grandma.
Okay, and that's right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, I said it wrong. Oh, do it again. We'll do it backwards.
Goodbye, Grandma.
Yes, uh-huh. Thank you.